from the church.
啊，后面的三章呢，就是怎么样来实行这个神的计划。
And Jeremiah talks about the plan of God before the creation of the world.
第一章呢，就讲到神在创世之前的计划。
And that we are going to inherit all the spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus.
我们会这个得到耶稣给我们的所有的这个恩，属灵恩典。
And the chapter was God's plan of merging the Jews and the Gentiles on the non-Jews.
然后呢，就是把这个犹太人和外邦人在主基督里面联合在一起。
And chapter three talks about the actual revelation of God's mystery.
然后第三章呢，就讲到这个神的这个奥秘。
It's the adoption of the Gentiles into God's into kingdom of Christ.
这个就是把这个外邦人也吸引到这个神的国度里面。
And chapter four is supposed to be what we're going to do after we get into the kingdom of God.
那么第四章就讲到，我们既然得到了神的国度里面，我们该做什么呢
？So here in chapter four, verse one, Paul starts with therefore. Okay, so it is.Because what happened in before this, so therefore,
这个第四章他就开始讲到therefore 中文有没有我不知道。然后所以我劝我所以就讲了前面的。
Okay, so Paul here is trying to implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
所以说神呢就叫着你，说按照你所蒙召的相称来与主同行。
What does this mean?
这个是什么意思呢
？What means is that we are supposed to walk according to God's purpose.
我们是要按照神的对我们的旨意来与他同行。
Now in this book, what it means is achieving the unity in Jesus Christ.
在这本书里面，就是讲到我们要在耶稣基督里取得合一。
Why is it so important that we have the unity in Jesus?
为什么在基督里面合一是重要这么重要呢
？When Jesus was still on earth, he gave the tell his disciple about this.
当耶稣在世后，他告诉门徒说
：“The new commandment I gave you that you should love one another。”
他说：“这是我一个新命令，我告诉你们。
”And if you have loved one for another, then you prove that you are my disciple.
如果你们彼此相爱，你们就是我的门徒了。
Now the church as a group，
这个教会作为一个集体
，not individual believers，
不是一个一个一个的这个信徒
，is much more powerful。To reflect the image of Christ.
这样联合起来就能够展现神的形象。
And to witness the love of God.
可以来彰显神的爱。
Now one cannot talk about love by just, by isolating yourselves.
你不能就是一个人孤独自己，然后就把爱表现出来。
There's always a target, for your love.
是不是你的爱是总有一个目标的？
And some speculate that's the reason why God created man.
这个就是为什么神创造了众人。
That he has a target that he can show his love.
所以说呢，他有一个目标，他来把他的爱显示出来。
Faith and love always go hand in hand.
这个信心和这个爱呢是联合在一起的。
And love is just a reflection of the faith that is in you.
这个爱呢，是你信心的一个外在表现。
And this we'll talk about also talk about in Ephesians in chapter 3 a little bit earlier.
在这个以弗所第三章呢，也谈到这一点。
That Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
神呢，就是耶稣住在你的心里，然后
前面。
叫你们爱心有根有基。
And true faith always produces love.
真正的这个信心呢，可以产生爱的。
Only through the loving relationship among believers that we can truly comprehend the love of Christ.
所以说，我们在这个门徒里面彼此的相爱，可以把这个耶稣的形象表现出来。
So we can only fully comprehend the love of Christ only through a community setting as a church, not individual.
所以说，我们只有在一个这样一个团体体中，我们才能感受到神领会到神的爱。
So from the verse 2 on forward, in chapter 2 verse 2 on forward, what about how to achieve this unity in Jesus?
好，所以说在第二章第二节就讲的。这个怎么样来达到这个目的
？First, what talk about the individual's responsibilities？
第四节讲到每一个个人的他的个人的这个责任。
talk about humility, talk about gentleness.
他就谈到这个谦虚温柔。
And then showing all the tolerance of each other, patience, showing tolerance for each other and love.
还要忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
All these are qualities of Christ.
这些都是按照这个神的旨意。
Now Paul in our place described the same thing using a different term. They call the fruit of the Spirit.
然后这个就讲到是一个属灵的一个果子，也是保罗用别的字句来讲这个东西。
It's the fruit of the Spirit.
这个就是属灵的果子。这个是上帝的果子。
So this is what is in Galatians chapter 2, verse 22 to 23.
这个就在这个加拉太书第5章第22节到23节。
So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. No, you can read here.
他说圣经所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
And these two lists are very similar, okay, the quality wise.
所以说这两个讲到这个果子的是很相近的。
Any believer is supposed to deliver, to develop this fruit of the Spirit.
所以说每一个信徒都会产生这样的属灵圣灵的果子。
It's interesting that the Chinese cannot see the interesting point of this.
所以说这个从中文来说你看不到这一点。
And because it's talking about the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits of the Spirit.
它是讲到这个
fruit of the Spirit.
果子是单数。
它是讲到这个属灵的果子是单数。
So it's 一果九味, okay? 好像榴莲一样。 Yes, so it's a it's just one fruit, but
a nice,
different flavor.
It's okay? One fruit.
Yeah, somebody can say it stinks, someone says it smells so good, you know, so it's just. But you cannot say, I have love, but I don't have happiness, I don't have joy, I don't have patience.
所以说你不能说我有仁爱，但是我没有喜乐，没有和平和良善。
It all comes together as one fruit.
所以说这个果子一来就是九味。
Now this is why do we have to each Christians, you know, each believers have supposed to have this kind of qualities.
为什么我每一个信徒应该有这样的这个特质呢？
Because these are essential elements for to develop the unity in Jesus Christ.
因为这个是我们产生合一的必要条件。
Only through individual members have these qualities, then the unity in Christ can be achieved.
所以说每一个人有这样的这个特征的话，我们才有合一的可能。
Now, someone may raise a question here.
所以有些人可能要提问题了。Some
unbelievers also show this kind of qualities in their life.
有些不信的人也有这样的特征啊。Some
of them might even behave better than Christians.
有些人甚至做得更好啊。So
is there a difference when Christians and unbelievers do the same thing?
为什么这个信的和不信的都能做出一样的呢？
Now, remember here, Paul is talking to the Christians.
这里面呢，我们讲的是信的人，信主的人。
And whose identity is recognized by God?
所我们所做的呢，是神承认的。
我们身份神所承认。 Identity, we are.
我们的这个身份被神所承认。
Yeah, identity is recognized by God. They're in God's plan and they belong to Jesus Christ.
所以说我们在神的计划里面，我们属于基督的。Now,
what we are is what we used to walk in sins.
我们过去呢是在这个罪中而行，
but now we're being transferred in the kingdom of God.
但是我们现在被迁移到神的国度里了。
For those unbelievers, they are still outsiders.
所以说对这些不信的人还在神的国度之外。
Even though their behavior may be very admirable,
所以甚至他们的行为是很值得敬佩的。
Now even though they are doing the same thing, but somehow that their behaviors are not recognized by God.
虽然他们做得很好，他们的行为也不被神所承认。
You might find think that this is unfair.
你就说，哎呀，这不太公平。
But I cannot change it. That's the rule. Okay, that's the way God plays.
但是我改变不了，这个是神所定的规矩。
In God's eyes, the most important thing is who you are.
在神的眼中是你是谁，这个最重要。
Have you been of your sins been forgiven, and you are children of God?
如果你的罪被赦免，你就是神的儿女了。
I think it's the same among human also.
这个在人类当中也是这样。
You care more about your own kids than your neighbor's kid.
所以说呢，你是对你自己的孩子更关心，超过你对邻居孩子的关心。
Who you are makes a big difference.
所以说你是谁，才这个才是这个事情就不同，就在这一点。
President Xi Jinping.
我们习近平主席。
Everything he does publicly catch people's eyes, right?
所以他说什么，人们都吸引人们的眼球。
Not that he does anything extraordinary, jump around, trip around, you know, and doing some sort.
他不是说做事情做的是非常特别的，还有翻又滚的。
But anything he says, people analyze it, you know,
So, 他说什么，人们都分析。
And everything he does, they make no comment on everything he does, right?
他说什么，人们都给他做评论。
Because why?
为什么呢？
Because of he is the president of the king of the of the of the country.
他因为是这个国家的主席。
But God is a just God.
但是神是有公义的神。
It's not because you are his children that he will let you get by with everything.
并不因为你是神的孩子，他就让你就想做什么做什么。
God will still, they will every Christian will stand before God's judgment seat one day.
是不是每一个信主的人都会站在审判台前受神的审判？
Have to answer, answer to God, what have we done in this world?
他就会，你就会回答，为你在这个世上做了什么？
And for those who did not do according to their calling, they will still be rebuilt by God.
他们如果是没有照着神的旨意来做，他们就会被神所责斥。
And they will feel regret to a point.
他们会有很遗憾的事情。
That the Bible describes them gnashing their teeth in the dark.
这个圣经就这样讲了，他们在黑暗中咬牙切齿。
So it's not a pretty picture either.
这个不是一个很好的景象。
So believers or unbelievers.
所以说信的和不信的。
God's purpose is you walk according to His plan.
神就是要信的事情要照着他的旨意而行。
Now it goes on to verse 4 to 6 that talk about these doctrines of this truth of unity.
好，在第四到第六节里面，保罗就讲了这个合一的这个教义。
It talk about this one body, one spirit, and you call it one hope, one law, one faith, one baptism, one God.
好，他就讲了身体、圣灵。圣灵一个，圣灵一个，一个指望，一主一信一喜一神。
That's the way God operates.
这个就是神怎样运作的。
Everything is in harmony.
所有的事都很和谐的。
We talk about three persons in the God we believe.
我们
sorry, three persons, 三位。
我们是只讲到三位一体的神。
We talk about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们讲了圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And we call it the Trinity, okay?
这个就是讲了三位一体。
I believe that we can never comprehend this concept in this world.
我觉得在这个世上，我们不能完全理会这个意思。
There are three entities in God, and yet there's only one God.
这个神有三个位格，但是还是一个神。
And the three persons seem to operate independently and yet coherently with each other.
好像这个三个位格。好像不同的不同的运作，但是又合一的运作。
I was listening to radio on my way to work.
我去工作的时候，我听一个收音机。
And moment I heard a comment by former President Bill Clinton.
我就听到一个前总统克林顿的一个评论。
He said that we like to associate with like-minded people.
我们是和这个相同。同样思想的人一起。
So the Democrats go with the Democrats, the Republicans go with them.
是物以类聚，所以说民主党和民主党、共和党和共产党。
The believers want to go with the believers and the unbelievers with the unbelievers.
所以说这个信主的和不信主，他们各聚在一起。
But he said this world is a very diverse world.
但是你说这个世界是一个很多元化的世界。
So how are we going to, you know?Group the people together.
所以我们把这样多元化的融合在一起了，怎样做呢？
But what we see is that people instead of working together, people are fighting like cats and dogs.
我们看见了，就是人不是一起来工作，人好像是狗与狗狗斗
狗一样，狗
咬狗。狗
They fight with each other to struggle, you know, for the advantage.
所以说他们就自己的挣扎，就是想得到好处。
That's why Jesus wants his children, the believers, to live in harmony.
这就是为什么耶稣要让他的信徒啊，在合一中，在和谐中生活。
He wants to use this unity to witness the character of God.
他让这个合一呢，就可以来表现神的这个性格。
So it's a testimony when you live in harmony, you know.
如果是你在合一中生活，你就做出了神的见证。
What means living in harmony with other believers in the church？
我意思是说，是和其他的这个信徒一起啊，和谐的生活在一起。
But how can believers come together in living in harmony？
那我们怎样能做到这样的和谐呢
？About church, they split because one group want to use one songbook.
我听说一个教会就分裂了，这个有些人喜欢这个歌本，有些人喜欢这个歌本，就是这个原因。
And just simple matters like this can split a church.
所以说这么小的一个事情可以把这个教会分开。
So how can you come to live together in harmony in a church?
你怎么这个教会怎样在可以合一的生活在一起呢
？When we become a Christian, God imparted each one of us.The Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
所以我们称为信徒以后，神让我们每个信徒有圣灵的引导。
And this is the new life in us.
这个圣灵呢，是我们的新生命。
But we are still humans.
但是呢，我们还是人呢。
We still have all the human natures in us.
我们还有这个旧老我旧的个性。
We face the same conflicts and issues in our life.
我们同样的要面对每天的难处。
And Paul described this situation in Romans chapter 9.
在保罗在罗马书第七章就讲了这一个难处。
He said, "I have two laws in us."
他说有两个律在我心中啊。
And these two laws fight against each other.
这两个律互相打仗。
I like to use the always heard me saying that I like to use the analogy of a black dog and a white dog.
我喜欢用白狗和黑狗来表达。
The white dog is God's light, new light in you.
这个白狗呢是神的这个新的生命。
And the black dog is your old nature.
这个黑狗呢是你的老我。
And they keep fighting inside you all the time.
他在里面呢打过去打过来。
And if you truly follow of God, you find that you experience more struggles in you.
如果你是真正的经历神的话，你会发现你挣扎是会很多的。
So the situation depends on which dog you nurture more.
这个就是看你哪个狗你付出的更多，
你喂的更多，
你喂的更多。
If you feed the right dog all the time, you enjoy God's peace and the joy.
如果说你是为了这个白狗多，你就会感到平安和喜乐就更多。
If you nurture the black dog, you know your simple nature more.
如果你照顾这个黑狗更多呢，还是你老我更多呢
？Christian can behave just like unbelievers.
你就和那个非信主的人一样。
You fight each other all day long.
你这里面都是老，一天到晚都在打。
That's why Paul at the very beginning of the chapter talked about we have to have this kind. Each one of us have this kind of what godly character for us.
所以说，保罗就讲到这里面有一个神的一个性格在里面。
Without these godly characters in each individual, the dream of unity, you know, the purpose of unity can never be realized.
如果我们有这样的属灵的性格，那么我们神的这个旨意就可以活出来。
Now, but the reality is.We are very diverse group.
但是呢，现实是教会是一个多元的一个集体。
Even among this small congregation here, each one of us is different.
是不是就在我们这个聚会的会众中，每一个人都是不一样的
？And you know that even within a family, between a husband and wife, you know they are different, right?
就算是一个家庭，一对夫妻，先生和太太也是不一样的。
Any couple here never argue with each other before.
有没有在座的这个夫妻从来没有争论过的？
有。Even though we talk about the wife submit to the husband.
我们要讲到这个妻子顺服丈夫。
But they say the husband, you know, the wife is the neck, and the husband is the head, you know.
我们讲到这个妻子是颈子啊，丈夫是头。
If the neck refuses to turn, the head goes nowhere, right?
如果说你颈子不动的话，头也转不了了。
So now, even within a family, two persons, you know, we lock hands all the time.
所以说呢，这个在家庭里面是老是这样争斗啊。
But well, the whole group like this, no, how can we live in unity?
如果说这么多人在一起，我们怎样能活出合一呢？
Does that mean that we are all being transformed into the same clone, the same type of personality?
是不是我们就克隆成一个人，每个人的性格都一模一样啊？
Of course not. Everyone has to maintain their identity as individuals.
所以说，其实不是这样的。每一个人他都有自己的特征。
In how the children is, Paul first introduced this idea of spiritual gifts.
怎样来完成这个呢？神哎，保罗就讲到这个属灵的特征，
恩赐，
恩赐。
Yeah. So he say, use this unless we have God empowered each one of us a spiritual gifts.
就是每个人都有属灵的恩赐。
And we're using this gift to achieve this unity in Jesus.
我们用这个属灵的恩赐来完成合一的目的。
Now what is spiritual gifts?
那属灵的恩赐是什么呢？
It's some kind of special ability that God gave you for building up of His body.
这个是神给你一个特殊的一个恩赐来建造基督的身体。
It might be your natural ability or your natural talent.
可能就是你自然的一些特征，或自然的一些这个才能。
And when you dedicate to the Lord, the Lord can use it.
然后呢，你把这个奉献给神，神来用它。
I know I don't have musical talent.
我知道我没有这个音乐的这个财富。
So I never understand. Even though my son is leading study, and he's leading this worship, I understand it.
所以说，是我的这个儿子站在这呢，他呢，我就没有带。没有带是吗？
没有。
How you have the gene?
No, it's all from the mom. Nothing to do with me. Anyway, but also God gives some people some special ability, you know, after they believe.
所以说，当你信主以后，神给你一个特殊的。
Yeah, some of them you might have the ability before you believe. Some of them you might have the ability after you believe.
有些人呢，就是在信主之前就有这个这个特征或者这个才能，但有些人是在信主以后才有这个。
We gotta know all the abilities are from God.
我们知道，不管是从前面和后面，所有的才能都是从神而来的。
It's like speaking in tongue. This is a very special gift from God.
好像就是讲方言一样，这个是一个神给的一个特别的一个才能。
Yeah, what is speaking in tongue?
为什么会讲方言
？What is speaking in tongue?
这讲方言是什么意思呢
？It means that you can speak a language you never learned before. You just speak it.
就是说，你可以讲一个你从来没学过的语言，你就是这样讲出来了。
And I don't know how many of you know our brother Glenn Phillips among us. You know, he passed away several years.
因为我不知道我们当中有多少人认识这个 Glenn Phillips， 他前几年去世了。
He had this gift.
他就有这样的恩赐。
So he told me that by the time he prayed privately, he prayed in tongues.
他说他在私下祷告的时候，他就用方言祷告。
And I know several individuals have these gifts also.
我也知道有几个人有这样的恩赐。
And a girl, you know, in my old church when I was a grad student, you know, she commented me one time.
我当读研究生的时候，我去了一个教会，里面有一个女孩子，她就有一天给我这样说。
And it's a very lovely young girl from Malaysia.
她是从马来西亚来的一个年轻女孩子。
She said, one time when I pray, I just feel so happy, and I keep praying, talking, and talking, and I didn't know what I was talking about. I just keep talking and talking and talking.
有一次我在祷告的时候，我感到非常高兴，然后我就一直说，一直说，我不知道我说什么。
I just smile and tell her that you're speaking in tongues.
我就对他笑笑说你在说方言。
So this is a special ability that after you believe God gave you.
所以说这样的这个才能呢是神你信了以后神给你。
Or maybe casting out demons.
比如说这个赶鬼。
Or maybe you have the gifts of healing. You know, you pray for someone.
或者说你有这个医治，你祷告人的病就被医治了。
So those who wanted, you know, talk to a brother Lin Zhen.
你们要想要这样的，就是你和这个林真姊妹讲。
Anyway, but here Paul just emphasized a few, which among the church only emphasized a few.
在这里呢, 保罗只强调了几种才能。
He talked about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
他就讲到这个门徒、使徒、传道家，然后这个还有什么？Sorry.
Oh, sorry. This is a prophet, 先知. Okay.
哦哦，传福音的。这个门徒传福音的先知，还有教师和牧师。
Now all these have common things that they share the dialogue, share the word of God.
他们都是来分享神的福音.
They teach everyone until here. This is the purpose until everyone come to the unity in the faith.
他们教导神，然后呢，直到神众人都有一个在正道上同归于一.
And then you knowing. Full knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
然后认识神的儿子.
And they become mature.
然后呢, 长大成人.
And they have grown to the fullness of Christ.
满有耶基督长成的身量.
And the result of the work is that the community of believers can stand firm and not swayed by all kinds of false teachings.
所以说这样的结果呢，就是我们的众信徒呢，就长得是。 根基扎实，就不会被这个异教的风吹来吹去了。
As a matter of fact, Paul talked about this even in chapter 2, verse 20 of the same book.
在这个保罗，实际上在这个同样的这本书里面，在第二章二十节讲到这一点。
He talked about this the foundation is being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the church, okay, household, the church.
所以讲的信徒是建立在这个。 使徒和先知的根基上
，with Christ as the cornerstone，
耶稣基督是房角石。
Some of us will misinterpret this thing as, oh, isn't that the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ？
有些人就说，那个是不是说这个教会根基是耶稣基督呢
？At Paul's time, those people are the most needed individuals in the church.
在那个时，保罗时代，那个信徒都是个别的。
最重要的 ，because they teach about the truth and the knowledge of God，
因为他们在教导这个神的这个知识和真理。
No, so that's why Paul singled them out, you know, to talk about it.
所以说保罗就把他们一个个挑出来说，强调。
Now, since Paul mentioned this kind of gifts, you know, only this kind of gifts there, are these gifts more important?
当保罗就是强调这几个才能的时候，是不是保罗说只有这几个才能才很重要呢？
Paul seems to indicate that there are tears, you know, in spiritual gifts.
他是保罗实际上就讲了这个是这个恩赐，好像是恩赐的不同的这个层次，
也不同的重要性。Yeah. And then he talked about this is in from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 to 31.
这个是哥林多前12章28到31节就讲到这些。
He said God has appointed in the church. What did I do? God appointed in church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers.
这个神在圣教会所建立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师。
Then miracles and gifts of healings and you know.
其次是行义的呢，再次是。 恩慈医治的，帮助人的。
And then verse 31st, you talk about you have to seek earnestly desire the greatest gifts.
但是呢，你呢要切切的求那更大的恩赐。
It seems like spiritual gifts has different tiers.
所以说这个恩赐，属灵恩赐有不同的，好像层次吧，叫。
Seems like, okay.
好像是这样，有不同的层次。
Okay, seems like there's different tiers of importance of spiritual gifts.
所以它有重要性，有不同的重要性。好像。
But suddenly, at the end, here I talk about, and now I show you a still more excellent way.
但是突然间你说到，我现在把最妙的道指示你们。
So he clearly points out that to a totally different direction.
他一下子就指向了一个不同的方向。
And then, of course, then it enters into the most famous chapter in the New Testament, the chapter of love, 1 Corinthians.
所以说，他就进入了一个新约里面最有名的一篇，就是爱的诗篇章，就是哥林多前书十三章。
It makes it look like that love is the greatest spiritual gift of all.
看来呢，爱呢是最大的恩赐。
So if you don't have this gift, that means that you don't have to love anyone.
不是说你没有爱的这个恩赐，就你就不爱任何一个人。
And then why God order you to love one another if this is a spiritual gift?
如果说这是属灵恩赐，那你怎么样来彼此相爱呢？
This is a lot of misunderstanding here. You know, a lot of this not seeking for the greater spiritual gift.
在这个寻找追求属灵恩赐上有很多这个误解。
And this one here, this verse here, can be translated into two moods.
这一段经文可以就是可以进入两个不同的这个意思。
Yeah. One of them you can say as imperative move.
有一个呢就可以说一个是强调性的一个
命令性
的一个方式。
And also can be translated as indicative, just means describing what's happening.
第二这个另外一个就是说这个是形容性的或者是指示性的方式。
The mood is very important, even though you say the same thing.
所以说你讲这个话的时候，你这个语气是很重要的。
And just like the word, oh yeah.
就好像这个话，这个英文词一样 ，yeah.
No, no, you say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The Christians, you know, to seek after greater gifts.
好，所以说你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，是一个命令性的。
Indicative move, what if it is translated indicative move?
如果说你把它换成这个指示性的呢
？It points to studying what is happening among the communities at that time.
这个就是什么描写？
当时哥林
这个当时哥林教会的情境。
They are seeking for greater gifts.
他们在这个寻求最大的恩赐。
What happened is that maybe they thought that the gifts have different tiers.
他们可能在想，每一种恩赐有不同的重要性。
Some gifts are greater than the other, more important than the other.
有某种恩赐就比另外一个恩赐更重要。
So they were arguing about it.
他们就在争论。
So that's why Paul just describing the situation in the church at that time.
所以说。保罗就用这些经文来描述当时的情景。
Also, and I agree that being translated into indicative moves gives a much better flow in this passage.
如果说你把它看作是一个指示性的这个这样的方式来，你这个经文就很这个平稳，
很更顺，反而。Paul simply told them, look.You folks try to compare among yourselves which one got a bigger gifts.
好像保罗这样说，你们中间还在争论谁哪个这个恩赐更重要。
You are comparing among yourselves, okay?
你们自己在比较，在争论。
But I tell you which is more important.
但是我要告诉你们，哪一个是更重要的
？It is the motives.Behind exercising these gifts, that's most more important.
所以说是在这个恩赐里面的那个动机才是最重要的。
It is you do exercise all your spiritual gift with love.
就是说你做所有恩赐是用爱心来做。
Without love, even you think you have the greatest gift in the world.
就是没有爱的话，你甚至有世界上最大的恩赐。
It's just like a noisy gong. It means nothing.
就是好像想的这个锣一样，没有什么意思。
And that's why Paul inserted this chapter 13, between the chapter 12 and 14.
所以说呢，保罗就把这个爱呢放在这个两个恩赐之间，谈论恩赐之间的两章之间。
Chapter 12 and chapter 14 talk about spiritual gifts.
所以说十二章和十三十四章呢讲到恩赐。
But Paul insert in the middle, chapter 13.
所以十三章是讲到爱，放在中间。
Don't try to compare. My gifts is more important than your gifts.
不要去比较我的恩赐比你的恩赐更重要。
The most important thing is, do you exercise your gifts with love?
最重要的是，是不是你用爱心来这个行使你的恩赐。
So what not is not what's outside is important, but what's inside is more important.
外面不是重要的，里面的才是重要的。
And that's why Paul started with each individual should develop these spiritual gifts.
所以说呢，保罗就要每一个人来产生这样爱的恩赐。
The develop this quality, the fruit of the spirit.
就是产生这个神这个属灵的这个果子。
And then we kind of exercise our spiritual gifts to build each other.
所以说我们用这个属灵的恩赐来彼此建造自己。
We talked about before that we are not trying to transform everyone to the same clone.
我前面讲的不是说把每一个人变成一个克隆人。
But each one is being connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这每一个人都和耶稣有联系。
So basically, we talk about here is that everyone and then is all connected in Him.
所以说你看这个讲到说每一个人都给他联络得合适
and he's been connected to the body to the whole body and being fitted together this one is connected to the head Jesus Christ
啊，他一讲到连于元首基督
so this doesn't matter what kind of gifts you got
这个不管你的属灵恩赐是什么
we know who we are serving
我们知道我们在服侍神
And we know what the purpose of our service.
我们服侍的目的是什么
？That we want to reflect as body, that the church as a whole reflects the character of Jesus.
我们服侍就是让整个教会来反映神的特征。
Notice here, it's very interesting to end that everybody is. By the time you help the growth of the body, then you help the growth of individuals.
啊，这里面就讲到，你如果是帮助这个教会成长，你每一个人也同时在成长。
Notice the development, the growth of individuals. You cannot separate yourself from the growth of the church.
所以说，你不可能就是把你和这个教会分开。
One cannot just isolate yourself in your room and pray and read the Bible every day, all the time, and think that you can grow.
不能一个人就在关在一个房子里面又祷告又读经，然后一下你就成长了。
It is through the interactions, you know, with other Christians that we get together and we grow together.
是我们和这个其他的信徒一起彼此来交流，然后这样一起成长的。
The English say it takes a whole village to raise a kid, right?
所以说这个英文这样讲的，说要整个村子来抚养一个孩子。
And that's what it is talking about in Hebrews.
这个就是希伯来书这里所讲到的。
And let's don't forget.To meet with each other, stimulate each other to love and to good works.
我们不要忘了要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
Not forsaking, you know, assembly. I mean, meeting with each other.
我们不可停止聚会。
But you have to encourage one another.
啊，好像那些停止关啊，倒要彼此劝勉。
Unity in Christ that means we are moving together in the same direction.
这个在神里的合一，就是说我们朝着一个同样的方向前进。
Building up.The body of Christ.
在建立是基督的身体。
Recently, one of my group members left because of personal reasons.
啊，最近呢，我组上有一工作组上有一个人离开了，因为他个人的原因。
Before he left, he made a comment.
他走之前说了一句话。
He felt that in the group, he felt like the group is felt like a family to him.
他说啊。这个小组啊，就好像一个家庭一样。
And I feel happy about to hear that.
我听到这个很高兴。
And this is exactly my objective of running a group.
这个就是我，这个就是我的一个
理念。
理念就是建立这个小组的理念。
管理的理念。But the members will feel that they belong to this group.
这个在小组里的人呢，都觉得他是一个，他属于这个组。
Most of time.I just let them do whatever they think is right to do.
很多时候呢，我就让他们做自己想要做的。
My Job is just to make sure they are going the right direction.
我的这个目的呢，就工作呢，就是让他们走到这个正确的方向上。
So they won't detour, you know, just getting left and right and detour from the goal.
就不要他们偏左偏右。
And because it's most of the time they're exercising, executing their own ideas, they feel very motivated to do the job.
因为他们每很多时候，他们都觉得他们自己在做自己想要做的，所以说他们有这个动力。
And I feel relaxed also. Okay, you do what you want to do. So I just sit back and relax.
所以说我也觉得很轻松，我就说你们做啊，我就很放松。
So I always boast that I get 40 weeks of vacation every week.
所以说我就是自己就是夸耀自己，说我每个星期有40个小时的这个度假。
Now most of you might know that I work in the Bay Area. It's a very competitive environment.
你知道吗？我是在这个湾区工作，这个湾区是这个压力很大的。
Everyone's talking about, you know, what's your name. You have to know what you are doing. You have to know what your competitors are doing.
你要知道你在做什么，你要知道你的竞争者在做什么。
But it's a blessing, I think, from God that I can relax there and sit back and have my coffee and just sit down.
啊，我觉得我真的受了蒙了，师傅，我可以在那里，我又拿一杯咖啡，我可以啊放松。
My group members, they just do the job, you know, just make sure that they don't get lost, you know, and that's it, that's my job.
啊，我的工作就是说他们走正确方向，他们不要迷失了。
I think the church should be the same way.
我觉得教会也是同样的。
The leadership team is not trying to tell you what to do exactly.
这个领导小组不是说要你去做什么。
It's just trying to remind you we are serving the Lord together.
这个就是只是告诉你们，就是说我们一同服侍主。
We try to encourage each other to exercise our spiritual gifts.
我们要彼此鼓励来行使属灵的恩赐。
So that we can help each other out and we can build up each other.
我们可以彼此帮助，所以说我们也可以彼此建立。
The final goal of the church is to witness the world that God is among us.
我们的这个最终的目的就是向世人见证神在我们当中。
Thank you. Can you pray? Let's pray.
好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你。今天谢谢 Steve 给我们讲这个属灵的恩赐，就合一。主啊，真的是合一是用爱做出来的。合一是指示性的做出来的，合一不是命令性的做出来的。主啊，你在上十字架之前，你给众人洗脚，你是以仆人的身份教导大家要彼此相爱。因此你说，你们若彼此相爱，众人就认出你们是我的门徒了。主耶稣，我们真的是感谢你，让我们彼此以爱来扶持，以爱来帮助，以爱来服侍教会。主，你的旨意定能在这个教会中彰显出来。我们感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
Let's all rise and let's sing the response hymn together. 我们一起来唱回应诗 One Voice。
We pray, O God, grant us your will too.